At the Praise Beauty Salon in Kabul, all the talk today is about the Taliban and whether the Islamic fanatics will return as U.S. troops leave and make these simple things a crime. The Taliban banned makeup and hairstyling. Women and girls couldn't go to school or work. The salon owner, Alian, says women have now become members of society, doctors and lawyers under American protection. If the Taliban return, it will be a disaster, she says. In an undisclosed location in Kabul, in hiding, I met a group of former translators for the U.S. military who say they're marked men. They want to leave with U.S. troops.
This is the final stage. We have to make it now or we will never.
So it's now or never.
Yeah.
Hilal helped the U.S. military find, fight, and kill the Taliban. He received a medal from U.S. troops when he was injured on a combat mission and kept working for 5 days.
Do you feel like you're being left behind?
Of course, they have done this with us. We have been forgetting up to now.
Do you think you will survive?
I can't. I can't stay anymore right here. I will try my best to be alive and go to the European country. I will leave my family.
These men say they're proud to have helped U.S. forces. They were fighting for their country, too, but that it could cost them everything.
The U.S. has a program to offer asylum to translators, but thousands of interpreters here have joined a petition complaining it's too slow and they've been excluded. The Taliban controls about half this country now, and they're making a push as U.S. troops leave.